Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Certified Wheat Seed produces more per acre. And Shirley Farms in Alva, they've been around since 1975. They've got three tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Double Stop CL Plus, and OK Corral, all out of the OSU Wheat Breeding Program and all ready to work for you. Give them a call, 580-748-0901, 580-748-0901, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. Well, the value of U.S. beef exports topped $900 million in May, which is the highest that we've seen since June of 2023. That's according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Pork exports posted another solid performance in May, but they were below last year in both volume and value. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom gives us more of the details.
The second largest volume month of the year so far at 110,000 metric tons. It's the highest value month in the last year, the highest since June of 2023 at a little over 900 million. And I think there's a couple of drivers. You look at the numbers for Japan, 21,000 tons up 9%. Mexico continues to perform well, up 9%. And another region that performed well in the month of May was the ASEAN region, you know, led by the Philippines, but also Indonesia and Singapore had fairly good months with a total of 4,600 metric tons, up 25%. And a real attractive thing about the ASEAN is that the value at $40.6 million is the seventh highest on record.
Pork exports were down just a little bit.
Mexico was down on volume just a little bit, 6% down at 91,000 metric tons. But the good news is that on the value side, even though we're down a little bit on volume, we're up a little bit on value. So it's another month in excess of $200 million, actually almost $202 million for Mexico. We continue to see the benefit of seamless trade there, led by hams, but we're starting to see shoulder meat, picnics, butts. We're starting to see loins. We're starting to see more variety meats. So it's really broad-based growth on Mexico.
Once again, that's USMEF CEO and President Dan Hallstrom. Well, as Hurricane Beryl travels across the Texas Gulf Coast, it may also provide some more drought-busting moisture for Oklahoma. According to state climatologist Gary McManus, it will probably go just to their southeast, so southeast of southeast Oklahoma. However, it should still provide ample rainfall to just about that last part of the state that really needed a good dose of rain. McManus says up to 4 to 6 inches are being forecast, but that could go up a bit in localized areas, and there's also going to be a wind advisory for a bit of that spin left. McManus says with the flash drought starting to pop up throughout Oklahoma, this rainfall will be super helpful. The rainfall from Beryl will complete a magnificent reversal of fortune for a state that was headed for some serious drought, with flash drought spreading over the last 60 days, said McManus. So even though we will be seeing above normal temperatures, the chance of rain will still be a welcome sight, since those summertime temps have already set back in, and this may be the last rain we see for just a bit. You've got farm news. Do you know where you are with your money? Your farm business, or is it just running out every month? It's more crucial now than any time with rising interest, drought, and rising input cost. You want to know where your money's really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Well, Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs, FSA programs, and business accounting. Let Farm Data Services work for you. Check them out at farmdataservices.com or 800-579-8164. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.